Lighting was right and the spirit moved you. Would you ever with this man?
Maybe
right
it was.
Oh, absolutely.
Maybe
absolutely.
If I phrased it another way.
Absolutely.
Would you ever consider going on a date with me?
Absolutely.
Okay. Absolutely. That's two affirmatives, and she did answer the first question in the affirmative.
Listen, please understand. I'm serious now. Don't be offended. I'm just being
She's
goofy.
Not. She's not offended at all.
I'm not offended.
It's her problem.
You know how many offers I get at this age?
Okay. All right. Well,
thank you, Doris Roberts.
You, Doris.
The Don and Mike Show. Sorry, don't get it done, dude. Even better than a ball of blood, the Don and Mike Show.
Talked about it some.
Okay.
Don't ever do it again.
Is that Judge Alito?
Yes, it is.
Maybe you're right. They aren't much good anymore.
Is that from The Hill today where he's getting grilled by the committee?
That's him, Mike.
Our next Supreme Court justice.
Tell me, sir, how do you feel about abortion?
Aren't you sorry now you didn't get on the stage?
Evading the question, Judge Alito.
All right, what about gun ownership, sir?
And stop if I say stop.
Most of your decisions, Judge Alito, seem to favor the state over the individual citizen. Now, how do you respond to that, Judge?
Stop cackling!
It's Judge Alito. Would you think you'd make a good Supreme Court justice, sir?
You wear those things in public, I'll arrest you.
Now, are we going to find a pubic hair on your Coca-Cola can?
I'll blast you to hell as quick as I would a white man.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Judge Alito. Such strong words.
Yes.
Thank you for introducing us to your wife yesterday.
Bend over.
Oh, wow.
Will you be doing the Alito shuffle?
You look like the vermin-ridden son of a bitch you are.
God, he's not nice.
No, he's not.
Wow.
Why do you want to be a Supreme Court justice?
I asked you a question.
No, I asked you, why do you want to be a Supreme Court justice? Joining us now, Doris Roberts.
You may gather I'm a little impatient.
Well, I thought you were supposed to be open-minded, impatient to sit on the bench.
We got that cleared up.
You're confusing me, Judge Alito.
Where'd you get that money?
What money?
We'd like to ask you some questions.
We're asking the questions. You're the one that's sitting here being,
Judge.
Analyzed.
No, I'm cold and hungry and wet and tired and short-tempered. Mm-hmm. So get on with it.
Okay, let's get on with it. It's the season premiere of How About That? Now, I don't even understand the concept of this, except it's Tulsa-rama?
It's the 100th, the centennial, the 100th anniversary of the city of Tulsa.
Wow.
And 50 years ago, they buried a brand new Plymouth automobile, and they're going to unbury it. And their website is buriedcar.com.
All right, Robbie, thank you.
No problem.
And Mike, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. All right, let me just get myself into how about that shape. On a good-looking Tuesday, everybody.
High to late, Tulsa's 100.
19 before the hour. Hey, how about that bad monkey, everybody? Crazy bad monkey climbing all over New York City. All right, Buzz, I believe we're ready for the introduction.
Live from the Westwood One Radio Network, Don and Mike present How About That? Now, here are your hosts, Don and Mike.
Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another fantastic award-winning season of the Peabody Award-winning Don and Mike. How about that?
Don't forget to mention our Marconi. We won one of those, too.
And don't forget, after our show tonight, our own logo, Mark Coney. Mark's a great young broadcaster. He'll be on tonight discussing legalizing marijuana. His guest, of course, will be Senator Joseph Hardinger.
Joseph Hardinger, a renowned expert on the subject of legalizing the wacky tobacco, and he'll have all your questions and everything you've come to expect from another Mark Oney show.
Senator Joe Hardinger, tonight from the great state of Vermont, joining us now on the telephone as we get ready for an interview is a guy from Tulsa, Oklahoma. How about that Tulsa, huh?
Tulsa is going to be 100 years old. Isn't that amazing? They call that, I believe, the centennial.
What's the fellow's name?
It's a lady, Sharon King Davis.
Excuse me, how about that? It's a lady. Hello there, Sharon. Good afternoon.
Hello,
buddy.
Before we get into this, Sharon, I've got to ask you, do you have one of those hyphenated names where you kept your maiden and took on your married?
I kept my maiden name, took on my married, but I did not hyphen it because my last name is Davis.
Oh, your last name is Davis.
How about that?
Wonderful. Like, Sharon King Davis.
Like
Sammy.
Yeah,
we can get the whole grammatical thing of that, but I'd rather talk centennial. Like
centennial time.
Sammy Davis.
Sammy Davis.
Hey, was Sammy Davis ever in Tulsa?
I do not believe he was.
How about that?
Isn't that something? I would have loved to see Sammy Davis perform in that city. I guess he didn't get his way down there, huh?
Actually, I saw him perform in Denver, and he was an incredible performer.
What a talent. Yes, let's give Sammy Davis Jr. a round of applause.
And if I could tell you something about Sammy that I've known for a long, long, long time. We call him Old Glass Eye.
Yeah.
Glass Eye. How about this? He had a marble in one of his eyes.
Isn't that something? Yes, car accident, I believe, knocked that old eye out. And Sammy will be missed. No longer with us, unfortunately. We're talking about him like he might still be alive.
Tulsa, Oklahoma. That's what we're discussing with Sharon King Davis. She's something. And Tulsa's something.
How about that? I understand they buried a car.
They buried a car.
Wow, how about that?
Yes, actually, it was for Oklahoma Centennial. The state of Oklahoma will be 100 years.
Not just, it says, there's our research department again throwing us one of those wacky curveballs.
Gentlemen,
how about that?
I'll just help you along here. Don't you worry.
That's all right. Well, we're here to serve.
Sharon, can you tell us exactly what a sooner is?
A sooneroo?
A sooner.
A sooner, as in the Oklahoma Sooners.
Oh, of course I can tell you. Well, first of all, they're dyed-in-the-wool Oklahomans that actually crossed over that land run before, sooner than when the gun went off.
Isn't that something?
So you buried a car.
How about that?
How the heck are you going to be digging that baby up?
Absolutely. It's been in the ground for almost 50 years.
How are you going to be doing that?
Are you going to, excavate it with a big bulldozer and, one of those big diggers?
Well, we're working on that. We're trying to find, right now, everything that the people in 1957 promised that the people of 2007 would do.
Isn't that something?
And then we will go after that automobile, but we're finding out.
How about that?
How about the fact that the people in 1957 didn't know that much about putting a car underground for 50 years? They put it in a vault and didn't even particularly seal it that well. So we don't know if we'll have this.
Oh, isn't that
out.
Something?
Isn't that
shame.
Something? So you mean that the car's interior could be, full of maggots and
could it be just a big pile of corroded automobile metal?
We don't know if we scoop it out or lift it out.
Wouldn't that be something?
That's one of our things that we're working on.
I'll tell you something here on the Don and Mike Show if I could break in for a second.
Sure, go right ahead.
How about this? We love everybody, straight folk and Oklahomos.
Have you
heard that one before?
I don't believe I have.
Here's a question for you. Do you allow the homosexuals to live in Oklahoma?
I'm sure we must. I don't know of any law that says they have
well,
to
now,
leave.
Here's another question for you. Is the corn as high, really, as an elephant's eye?
It is, my friend.
How about that?
Isn't that something?
All you have to go to the western part, but now I'm in the northeastern part of the state. And
O-K-L-A-H-O-M-A.
Oklahoma, okay.
Isn't that something? I buried a box of dimes in my front yard last week.
How are they? Did you dig them up yet?
Not yet.
How about that? Isn't that something?
He hasn't needed them yet, right?
So you don't have a lot of homosexual in Oklahoma, huh?
Well, I'm not sure.
How about that homosexuality?
Isn't that something? That seems to be what everybody's talking about. The young people, the old people, everybody's talking about
that. Well, we're talking here in Oklahoma about all these celebrations we're going to have for Centennial and the fact...
Will a gay pride parade be part of the Centennial celebration?
There is a gay pride parade in Tulsa. And
how about that?
Isn't that something? I think that deserves a round of applause. The Oklahoma parade. Hello?
Yes.
Yes. So we're talking about the Centennial, are we?
Yeah, well, I thought we were.
Of course we were.
Okay.
With the hugging with Sharon King Davis.
How many people are you expecting?
Oh, gazillions of people. And honestly, let me tell you one thing very seriously. We have had inquiries from all over this world about the
car. I want to tell you something about Oklahoma.
It's just fascinating.
Who's your governor?
Brad Henry.
Is he a good man?
Democrat or Republican?
He's a Democrat.
Democrat. How about that? You blue state or red state?
We are a...
I'm wearing red suspenders right now.
Oh, are you?
Yes, I am. How about
mine,
that?
Mine are just black. Just well, black.
Well, we are a good state here in Oklahoma.
Speaking of black, Jesse Jackson will be my guest next week. NewsHour with Aaron Brown is coming up. 360, Anderson Cooper 360.
I think they canceled Newsnight with Aaron Brown.
That's right, he's gone. It's Anderson Cooper 360, pretty boy with the gray hair.
Do you have a lot of blacks living in Oklahoma? Is it predominantly white?
We do have black people. We have yellow, red, white.
Really? What do you eat? What do you eat in Tulsa? What's good to eat? What's your favorite chow? What are you known for?
Oh,
barbecue. You got a lot of barbecue there.
We have barbecue. We have good Mexican food.
You like the King Kong? Have you seen the King Kong?
I have not.
He's a big crazy monkey. How about that? He goes nuts.
I have not seen the new one, but
you don't get a lot of live theater. Do people go to movies a lot in Tulsa?
And we have live theater.
You got Oral Roberts.
Hey, we're out of the teepees here in Tulsa.
Yeah.
Out of the teepees.
And a lot of...
You're doing like an Indian thing.
We're Indian territory.
You got a lot of evangelists, don't you?
We do have quite a few in Tulsa.
Yeah. Who's your favorite?
It sounds like you all might need some evangelizing.
Who's your favorite evangelist?
Oh, I don't know that I have necessarily a favorite.
I'll tell you who I like. He makes a lot of sense.
Who?
Pat Robertson.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
He was just talking about Sharon. I want to just say that you ever see an alien?
Well, it may be Pat Robertson is the alien that I have seen.
I seen one the other night.
You did?
Of course, it might have been my Viagra. My wife, Sean King, said, Larry, have you taken your blue pill? I said, not yet. I got to talk to a lady in Tulsa about Tulsa-rama.
Are they going to have rides? Is the Tulsa-rama a ride? Is
no,
it a big
it
like
not.
Ride, like a coaster?
Tulsa-rama was actually the event that they had in 57 when they buried the car.
You got desserts? Do you have gooey?
Ours will be a blast from the past.
You have gooey desserts?
We'll have wonderful things.
What is some of your desserts? I like sweets. I like the sweet. Not too sticky, but I like the sweet.
Oh, we've got lots of sweet stuff in Oklahoma.
I like the...
Do you have... how's your weather?
Do you even know about a 1957 Plymouth?
Sure, I was around. I was 25.
Well, what do you remember about it?
I'll tell you what I remember. I
drove a Chrysler.
I remember a young Stollett in California in the back seat of a 1958 Pontiac.
It had big back seats.
Her name was Angie Dickinson.
She was a red-hot pistol-packing mama.
Do you remember Angie Dickinson?
Of course.
Yeah, she was good gal. Tornadoes, they're bad, right?
They are.
Do you hate them?
They certainly
destroy a lot of property.
I certainly have a heavy respect for them.
We're talking about homosexuality in Oklahoma.
We are not.
Tulsa-rama. We've got Tulsa-rama.
We're talking about unearthing our 1957 Plymouth.
We're speaking with the cotton queen of Tulsa, Sharon King Davis. Sharon, do they have popcorn at your festival?
Well, of course.
Isn't that something? You know, the thing about popcorn, the thing about all those sugary sweets, is that you get it up in your teeth, and then you go, isn't this something? How the heck am I going to get these kernels out from in between my teeth? You ever have that problem, darling?
Occasionally.
A funnel cloud took Dorothy to Oz, right?
It's not Kansas anymore. It's Oklahoma.
Oh, that's right. It's Oklahoma. She was in Kansas.
Can you tell me something?
It's a heck of a movie.
Every time I watch that movie, The Wizard of Oz, how about him? It's in black and white, and then crazily goes color halfway through. How about that?
That is something.
Do you like the black and white?
I love black and white movies.
I like both. The color... And the black and white.
I enjoy the good old movies. We have good movies that have been made here in Oklahoma.
Do you like the sticky?
The sticky popcorn?
Do you like the sticky?
The sticky popcorn is good.
Sticky anything.
Who's your favorite villain in Oz? You like the Tin Man or the Scarecrow?
He was a villain.
Huh?
He was not a villain.
Right. Right. Can you rephrase that?
You're watching.
Can you rephrase that?
I said, I don't know what movie you were watching.
Who's the one that... I like the Cowardly Lion. He was scary, but fun.
That's right.
And he had a cool tail.
At the carnival.
Life is a breeze.
At the carnival?
Yeah.
At the carnival. I like the creepy haunted house. How about you? You have haunted houses there in Tulsa?
No, not in Tulsa. We have too many evangelists.
Tulsa, Oklahoma. Yeah, so let me see. You don't allow blacks. You don't allow homosexuals.
I don't think the whole thing's for the birds.
Jackie. about that. I guess it's Jackie Stallone. Jackie, tell me something.
Yeah.
Do you got any hair underneath that rag on your head, Jackie?
No, but I'm married to a doctor.
About
hey,
that.
Sharon.
Yes.
How long's your festival? How long's it going to go on?
We actually have a year-long festival from November.
Well, too long. That's for the birds.
Dude, hey. We've got so much happening around this state. It's going to be wonderful.
How about this? The Ride with McBride coming up shortly. If you've got a problem with your eyewear, you'll want to tune in to Beth Ann McBride. Isn't she something? What's your website there, sweetheart, for the Tulsa-rama?
We have OklahomaCentennial.com.
Could you sing a little Oklahoma for us, Sharon?
Hey, I could, but let me tell you one other website you might be interested in.
All right.
Buriedcar.com.
Buriedcar.com. Sing the song.
Sing.
Well, we have Oklahoma where the wind comes sweeping down the plains.
It's
and
bad.
The wave and wheat. It sure smells sweet.
That's bad.
See, you know that.
You're
you know
a
what?
Very
you probably
bad
don't know where
singer.
We are, but you can sing our state song.
You're bad.
There you go.
You're not good.
Not good.
But, singing.
But
singing,
we appreciate the singing.
Singing is not your strong suit. I'll tell
obviously,
you.
It's not your first job as a singer.
It is unearthing automobiles.
Unearthing automobiles.
That's
in
right.
June of 2007.
So tell me something. How many homosexuals did you put into the trunk of the car when you buried it in 1958?
Seven couldn't tell you.
You got a lot of good hotels in Tulsa?
We have beautiful hotels.
They have good breakfasts?
Sure.
What's the best?
The best hotel breakfast?
Yes.
Oh, I don't know.
Marty, my brother, and I never can get a good breakfast. Only one time when we went to Israel.
Did you get a good breakfast?
Delicious.
Lox and bagels?
No.
Funnel cakes clog my arteries.
Do you sell more cigarettes there?
A lot of them that are sold here.
No, the brand more.
The brand more.
The brand more.
They're dark. They don't have. They look like a small cigar, but they're cigarettes.
What about American Spirit made by Indians? You mentioned Indians, right? How about those Indians?
We have a lot of Indian smoke shops.
How about those Indians? What we did was
Isn't that something? I got to catch up.
We went to them and we said, "Here, give us a quarter," and they gave us the Brooklyn Bridge. How about those Indians, huh?
Sharon, do you have a state bird?
We do. It's the scissortail flycatcher.
I'd like to dance by moonlight.
I'd like to eat that bird.
You would.
How about that?
A scissortail
what? Isn't that something? A barbecued scissortail bird. Oh, is that kosher?
Scissortail flycatcher.
A scissortail flycatcher sounds more like an insect.
No, it's a beautiful bird.
Happy birthday, Sandy Koufax.
Yeah, happy birthday, Oklahoma. Thank you, gentlemen, so much.
Where are you going?
Well, I'm headed off.
Where are you going tonight? Where are you going to have dinner? You going to eat at home?
No, as a matter of fact, I'm not. We're headed out this evening, but I'm going to go check on this buried car that we saw.
Have a steak.
There you go.
I want to thank Sharon King Davis for being on the show with us. Her website is buriedcar.com. How about that in Tulsa, Oklahoma? Can you hold on a moment, Sharon, to talk to one of our producers?
Certainly.
For the post-interview.
Thanks so much. We appreciate it.
Hold on just a moment now. 4 minutes before the hour. Tulsa, it's a slut. It's spelled backwards.
They had a good time. I hope you had a good time, too.
That's the best.
And good luck with your buried car. Anything big,
that's true, Mike. Okay. Tulsa,
thank you.
Spelled backwards, is a slut.
Rob, how did she find the interview?
I think she tired of it towards the end.
I disagree.
I can't imagine why.
I know that we were kind of in and out of it, but what was the score?
It was fun and interesting keeping score because it was neck and neck right up until Larry King appeared. So the final score, as it ended up, Mike had 16, Isn't That Somethings, and How About That? Don had 29.
Congratulations.
Wow.
You know what,
Dustin?
That is your focus as a broadcaster.
Right.
Focus that when we went to Larry King, I lost. I commit too much to the character. I don't like the sticky. I just can't help myself.
Do you like the sticky?
Tulsa.
A slut. A-S-L-U-T. Tulsa, backwards. Also, Avion, backwards, naive.
True.
Ooh, know what that tells you? They're just going out in the backyard, turning on someone's spigot, filling the bottles up.
Mm. Scary.
That's what they're doing.
Very, very scary. And Tulsa, a town we went to, where you jumped on a car.
I did.
was the best show ever. It was. On the Pontiac 3000.
On the hood of the car. You couldn't see the dents until you were up in the hotel room and you looked down in the parking lot.
Oh. Yes.
You saw I'd been dancing on top of the car.
Don and Mike show historians will remember that when Oral Roberts said he was going to be called back to his maker and die on a certain date, we went down to watch it. And he didn't die.
No, he didn't.
I guess not. I guess now is Judge Areola, who wants to be the new Supreme Court Justice.
Right.
Like I said, Areola.
Areola.
Judge, welcome to the show. Glad you're having a good time.
Thanks so much, Judge. Are you looking forward to your confirmation hearings? Thank you.
Do you have anything of consequence to say, sir?
Free FM.
Wow.
What the hell was that, sir?
Very funny.
I didn't think it was funny.
That's not strictly true.
Well, Judge, you're very ambiguous. What do you really think?
We don't need to waste no time speculating on his case or feeling sorry for him.
Now, you sound younger there.
No, I don't think we'd take too kindly to being arrested, mister.
What the hell are you talking about, Judge Areola?
Mormon Drover in New Mexico, eh?
Who does your hair?
Get on your horse.
Do you paint your bald spot?
You ought to know something about these cases. You do, don't you?
You sound younger.
Like 15.
Seems to be the idea.
He seems to be going from very old to very young.
You get old, you get young. Why?
I'm just ruminating for information.
Sounds like a boy.
But I'll decide this one.
Now he's an old man.
All right, let's go to break. Because, you know, otherwise...
Look, kid, the border's over yonder, just 60 miles. Why don't you light out? We'll join you.
Yeah,
promise you.
You're young again.
It's kind of gay.
If this is true, you have my sympathy.
He's old there.
Maybe I'm not so inclined.
He's old there, too.
Now, this is the way it's going to be.
Wow, he's nothing but old there. He's old everywhere.
Don't you have something to do?
Very old. He's very old there.
Yeah, where's he? Now I can't find the tapes where he's young.
The government never gave anybody anything.
He's old there, too.
I come close to killing you a couple of times when we were younger.
I guess we're never going to find the young judge again. You like Judge Reinhold?
Judge Reinhold. Judge for the defense.
He was good in Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Hope you had a hell of a piss, Arnold.
I wouldn't make it a habit calling me that, son.
You know, when they go in the bathroom, they got something spray painted on the wall there.
Says, eat big, hairy.
Big, hairy.
Free FM.
I thought that's what it was.
I don't know why that free FM crap keeps playing.
It's getting in the way of our John Wayne conversation.
We ain't going in looking guilty.
Judge Alito. I mean Areola.
How about that?
Young fella, if you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah, you're real old there. Good luck, Judge.
Well, there you go. The season premiere of How About That.
Best ever.
That was something.
You know, the only thing that stopped us from going into E2E is the fact that we've got an E2E scheduled today.
Yeah, because you've demanded it.
And Mike doesn't mean me. He means, no, he was looking at me. He means you, our listeners.
That's the right. Listeners have been clamoring for it.
Yes.
I believe the young boy's back.
All right, Buster, what do you do?
Well, he's old there.
Medium.
This is the tape. This is the tape where he was young.
Pretty young for that, aren't you?
That's old.
But he said young.
I can hear. You don't have to shout. What do you want?
He's really old.
Come on, Judge. What the frick is up here?
Show him the way, dude.
All right, one more and then we're out of here. We'll go to break.
It's a responsibility.
What? It's a responsibility?
This is going to hurt. Here's something to bite on.
Okay, that's a good one.
Yeah.
This is the Don and Mike Show.